This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Metro home prices are rising, and Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the number of houses that working people can afford is down.
There are just 19 houses on the market under $300,000, and the area's median home price is up to nearly $600,000. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Realtors are eyeing the Federal Reserve and hoping interest rates are cut soon. Fed Chair Jay Powell says inflation is not far from where it needs to be for the interest rate cuts, but it's not there yet. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
State wildlife officials have confirmed that a gray wolf killed a calf earlier this week in Grand County. That's for the first time since 10 wolves were released into the wild in December as part of a voter-approved reintroduction effort. The rancher is eligible for compensation for the dead calf, but it's unclear where the wolf came from. Two other previously collared wolves have also been tracked in the same area. The University of Colorado Boulder is a step closer to choosing its new leader. CPR's Paolo Giansita has more.
Justin Swartz, the current provost at Pennsylvania State University, was named the sole finalist for the CU Boulder Chancellorship. He holds a PhD in nuclear engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and has held positions at multiple universities. CU is inviting people to several open forums on Thursday to meet with Swartz before a final decision on his candidacy is made. The school has been searching for a new chancellor since September, when Philip DeStefano, its longest-serving chancellor, announced his intent to retire. I'm Paolo Giansita, CPR News.
Just a bit later this morning, plans in the legislature to let Colorado homeowners recycle some of their water. That's in about 15 minutes. It's going to be mostly sunny all across the state today, with highs up into the 70s along the Front Range in Denver and Fort Collins. Grand Junction, too, sunny and 75 this afternoon. It gets windy on Friday, and that brings some snow to much of Colorado by Saturday. In the mountains, a sunny day, highs near 60, and then that snow for the weekend. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.